Hello and welcome to ArXiv LLM Daily EN. This is the show where we look at a new ArXiv paper every day and try to keep up with the ridiculous speed of AI innovation, but in a way that stays practical. Today we're going to dig into a paper and see what it actually changes for people building or using AI. The paper we're looking at today is Membox, Weaving Topic Continuity into Long-Range Memory for LLM Agents. It proposes a memory architecture that preserves topic continuity across long agent interactions, which matters as LLMs are used for multi-session long context workflows. Mark will look at it from the field, real-world usage. Jamie will look at the AI and technical side. Concretely, what's the use of what they're proposing, and what need does it meet today? Mark, let's start with what need you're actually seeing on the ground.
In real life, the biggest pain is losing the thread between sessions. You come back on Tuesday and the bot behaves like it never met you. People end up copy-pasting the last chat or writing a manual summary just to restart context, and it's brittle. Teams ask for persistent memory so agents remember projects, decisions, and assumptions without re-explaining. They want topic-scoped continuity, like keeping a pricing revamp thread coherent for weeks, open items, stakeholders, and constraints, without mixing it up with, say, onboarding redesign. When that breaks, you get retrieval noise, wrong references, and a lot of clarifying back and forth.
So you're saying the need is durable, topic-scoped memory that survives across sessions and avoids the paste-and-pray approach. Jamie, from the AI side, why is this kind of approach showing up now?
Because even with larger context windows, you can't just dump everything in. It's costly and still easy to miss the right pieces. Traditional tricks like sliding windows, recency buffers, or a single global vector store don't respect topic boundaries, so the agent either floods the prompt or retrieves loosely related chunks. What's changed is better embedding models, workable topic segmentation, and agent tooling that can manage memory slots with policies like decay, merge, and pinning. That makes architectures like Membox feasible, explicitly tracking topic continuity over long spans to keep the right thread alive without blowing up latency and cost.
All right, Jamie, let's get specific. What is Membox actually proposing? Where does it plug into an agent or RAG stack? And how is it different from the usual memory tricks?
Membox is a memory layer that organizes agent memory by topic threads rather than by raw recency or a single global vector store. It sits between your orchestrator and your retrieval layer. Every interaction gets assigned to a topic thread, and each thread maintains a compact state: pinned facts, a rolling summary, and pointers to supporting evidence. At query time, the agent first identifies which thread is in play, then retrieves the thread's state plus the most relevant evidence, instead of just stuffing the last n messages or doing a broad vector search. Compared to sliding windows or naive RAG, it enforces topic continuity and uses policies, merge, decay, and pin, to keep long-range memory coherent without ballooning the prompt.
So basically, instead of one giant memory pile, it keeps tidy boxes per topic and only opens the box you're working on. That way the model doesn't get distracted and the prompt doesn't blow up. Mark, in practice, what changes for users and for the devs wiring this in?
Day to day, you stop writing those manual recap paragraphs. The UI exposes threads. Think left sidebar with topics like pricing revamp or Q3 roadmap. You can pin a decision, add a quick note, or tag a message to a thread if auto-detect guessed wrong. On first use, there's mild friction. You confirm a few topics, maybe rename them, and set retention rules like keep decisions for 90 days, decay meeting chatter after a week. For developers, it's one extra layer: a topic classifier, a small store for thread state, and hooks so the agent asks for the right thread before answering.
Let's ground it with a simple case. Mark, say I'm a product manager tracking feature requests over a few weeks. How would that flow look, step by step?
You open the workspace and click into the bulk import UX thread. The system loads the thread state, last week's summary, pinned constraints, and top requested tweaks. You ask, what's blocking sign-off? The agent retrieves that thread state plus two relevant user interviews and replies with the exact blockers and proposed mitigations. You notice a new stakeholder, so you click Add to Thread, paste their note, and pin a new acceptance criterion. Next Tuesday, you come back. No recap needed. If the auto topic was off, you hit Move to Thread, and it learns from that correction.
So fewer reminders, fewer clarifying back and forths, and the thread stays clean across weeks. Let's push it further. Mark, can you sketch a more advanced setup, like a research assistant maintaining an evolving literature review over months with branching subtopics?
Sure. Think of a team tracking retrieval for multi-hop QA across a semester. They've got parent threads, retrieval, reasoning, evaluation, and child threads like contrastive pre-training ablations. The agent ingests new papers weekly, classifies notes into the right threads, and updates rolling summaries. When someone asks, "How did in-batch negatives affect retrieval on long-form datasets over time?" the agent pulls the relevant child thread state plus linked evidence. If a subtopic becomes central, you promote it to its own thread. If two converge, you merge threads. The agent also opens subtasks, drafts summaries, compare baselines, and keeps their status inside the same topic context.
Jamie, connect the dots technically. How does Membox make that kind of multi-month branching memory work without getting slow or expensive?
Under the hood, you use topic-aware embeddings or a lightweight classifier to route messages into threads. Each thread holds structured slots, pinned facts, a compact summary the model periodically rewrites, and indices of evidence chunks. Retrieval is two-stage. Pick the most likely threads, then fetch within thread memories using embedding or keyword search. Policies matter. Decay removes stale chatter, merge compacts duplicate notes, and pin prevents critical constraints from being summarized away. The trade-offs are manageable. There's extra indexing and a small latency hit for thread selection, but you keep the prompt tight. You also cap slots per thread and cache thread states, so most queries stay fast.
And for folks thinking, isn't this just RAG with tags? How is it different in behavior and outcomes, Jamie?
Plain tags help, but they don't maintain continuity. Membox treats the thread as a first-class state that shapes retrieval and the prompt, with lifecycle policies that keep it healthy over time. In outcomes, you typically see fewer off-topic citations, more consistent follow-ups, and better cross-session retention. Teams track signals like a drop in remind me prompts, fewer clarifying turns per task, and stable answers after days or weeks, all while keeping token counts and costs predictable.
Mark, last word on the practical knobs. What should teams expose in the UI, and what should they monitor as they roll this out?
Expose simple controls: pin, move to thread, merge threads, and a visible thread summary the user can edit. Let users set retention windows and mark sensitive notes as non-shareable. In analytics, watch the number of manual recaps per session, the rate of wrong thread corrections, average tokens per answer, and time to first useful reply. Early on, add a reset thread escape hatch and a banner that shows what context was loaded so users trust the memory. After 2 to 3 weeks, the friction drops and you get the payoff. Steadier answers and fewer context restarts.
Let me start with the assumptions and constraints the paper calls out. Membox is aimed at multi-session topic-centered workflows, cases where you come back to the same thread over days or weeks. It assumes you can segment interactions into topics with reasonable accuracy, typically using embeddings plus a lightweight classifier or clustering. It needs a memory capacity plan and an indexing strategy. Each thread maintains compact state, pinned facts, a rolling summary, and pointers to evidence, and you cap or decay those to keep costs bounded. Limitations: if topic segmentation is noisy or topics bleed into each other, routing errors creep in and retrieval quality drops. There's an overhead in latency and compute for thread selection and periodic summary updates. Relying on topic labels or clustering can introduce bias if labels drift. Long-range memory can also go stale or contradict new information unless you tune decay and merge policies. The evaluations they discuss are relatively controlled compared to messy production data, so generalization is a question. Future work items include better topic modeling, adaptive retention that changes with task criticality, smarter merging strategies at scale, and running live user studies to validate durability and UX.
Put simply, this works best if your work naturally falls into clear topics and you have a decent way to spot which topic a message belongs to. It adds a bit of indexing and housekeeping, and you need rules so old or wrong notes don't linger. Jamie's point is the paper tests it in tidy settings. Real life is noisier. Mark, what needs to be set up on the org and product side to make this reliable?
Practically, you wire an indexing pipeline. Every message or artifact, chat, doc, ticket, gets embedded, scored for topic, and written into a thread store. You'll want a vector DB for evidence chunks and a fast key value store for thread state. Add background jobs to refresh summaries and apply decay or merge policies. On governance, set access controls so personal or sensitive notes don't leak across users or teams, define retention windows, and log every read-write for audits. Onboarding matters. Decide topic granularity up front. Too broad and threads get messy, too narrow and users drown in threads. Ship a few UI guardrails, pin, move to thread, merge, reset thread, and a visible summary that users can edit. In prompts, always show what thread you loaded so trust builds. For monitoring, track recall rate of the right thread, the number of follow-up clarifications, average tokens per response, latency per query, and cost per query. Expect memory bloat and drift unless someone owns cleanup policies.
Great. Jamie, can you recap what the authors actually report in terms of results, what they measured, and how it compared to simpler baselines?
They compare against common baselines like sliding window recency, a single global vector store, and tag-filtered RAG. Evaluations cover multi-session, topic-threaded tasks in controlled settings. Think sequences where the agent has to maintain continuity across sessions and pull the right evidence within a topic. Metrics include topic coherence of answers, retrieval precision and recall within a thread, the number of clarifying turns, and token counts per response. The paper reports consistent improvements on coherence and retrieval quality versus baselines, with more stable cross-session behavior. They note a modest latency hit for thread selection and memory maintenance, but prompt size stays predictable. There are ablations showing that pin, merge, decay policies materially affect quality. The caveat is that most tests are controlled. Limited live user evidence is shown.
So, for people listening, you can expect the agent to stay on topic more often, ask fewer remind me questions, and keep token usage steady at the cost of a small extra hop to pick the right thread. Mark, when this hits production, what should teams realistically expect?
In production, it's usually a bit messier. You'll see the biggest gains on cross-session retention. The bot remembers decisions and open items without constant recaps. Day one feels bumpier until the topic model learns and users correct a few misrouted messages. Latency goes up slightly when you cold start a thread, but normal queries feel stable because the thread state is cached. Where it struggles is fuzzy tasks that span multiple topics. There you'll rely on manual move to thread and curated pins. Overall, fewer clarifications and more consistent answers, but you earn it with monitoring and some light ops.
Jamie, any gotchas for small teams or folks using off-the-shelf LLMs and commodity infra?
You don't need fancy infra. Use a solid open embedding model, a managed vector store, and keep thread state in your AppDB. Watch for cold starts. Initialize new threads with a tiny bootstrap summary and set a cap on evidence per thread. Schedule summary rewrites during low traffic windows and add timeouts so thread selection can fall back to recency if retrieval is slow. Most of the benefit comes from good policies and clear UI signals, not from heavyweight models.
Mark, give us the closing field tip. Who should adopt this first, and under what conditions will it shine?
Start with teams that live in recurring threads: product management, customer success, research sprints, or long onboarding projects. You'll get value if you have a shared workspace, clear topic boundaries, and basic governance in place. Pilot with two or three well-defined threads, measure clarifications and token spend, and iterate on topic granularity before rolling out org-wide.
One sentence takeaway: Membox turns memory from a giant heap into tidy, policy-driven topic threads, which makes agents stay coherent across weeks without exploding cost or context. To finish, a quick reminder: the English version of the podcast is available via the RSS feed on nblotty.org/iadaily/en and also on Spotify. Search for ArXiv LLM Daily EN. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.